Guys came to my house on Shavuos, and we had a milchigs meal, and afterwards we had ice cream sundaes, and my children wanted to take whipped cream and put it on the top of the ice cream sundaes, and my wife said, no, your mean Abba doesn't let you do that on Yontif, because he says that it's usher to use whipped cream. And then some of the guys ate that night at a different Rebbe's house, and they took out whipped cream after the meal, and they served it, and they took it right out of the can and everything. And the Rebbetzin actually at the other Rebbe's house pointed out, Rabbi Leibowitz is very mean and doesn't let us use this, but my husband allows us to use it. So I just wanted to discuss the issue of whether you are or are not allowed to use whipped cream on Yontif from a can. And whenever I discuss this issue, someone always comes over to me right away and says, well, why should it be any different than an ice cube? Because if the issue is that you're changing the form of something, well, when you make an ice cube, you're changing the form from water to a solid, and when you use an ice cube, you're changing from a solid back to a liquid. So why would it be any different than an ice cube? So let me just give you the background information, and then I think all of the halachos will pretty much fall into place. The background is that there is a Gemara Maseches Shabbos Daf Nun Aleph and Beis where the Gemara says, "Ein meraskin los hashelig v'losabar b'shvil sheyazovu meimav." You're not allowed to squeeze snow or ice in order that the water should drip out. There are three shitos in Rishonim as to what exactly the problem is with squeezing snow in order that the water should drip out. Rashi writes that it's a violation of molid, that you're creating something new, and that sounds like a malacha. So the Achronim ask, what do you mean, sounds like a malacha? It's not a malacha. There is no malacha called molid, and it doesn't even resemble any of the existing malachas that we know about. So that's what the Mariel Diskin asks in his tshuvas. He says he doesn't understand. In Siman Vav, what do you mean it sounds like a malacha? So some of the Achronim suggest that no, maybe it's somehow associated with Maka Bepatish on a Drabana level, that you're making something, you're finishing something, so by changing the form of something, it's like you're finishing it in its new form. So maybe somehow it's related to Maka Bepatish. Okay, you have to fetch something up, but Rashi says that there is some prohibition of changing the form of something. Second shita is the Rambam shita. The Rambam in the 21st parak of Hilchos Shabbos lists this Isser amongst the other Isurim of Schita. So the Magen Mishnah points out, obviously the Rambam holds that this is similar to Schitas Peros. Just like you squeeze a grape and grape juice comes out, you squeeze the snow and water comes out. So it's Midrabanan, it's similar to Schita. And the Rashba, and at the end of Perek B'Matomnin, says the same. The Rashba and the Ran both point out, though, that whether you say like Rashi or whether you say like the Rambam, the issue would only be if you actively squeeze. If you were to just take a piece of ice and put it down on the table and wait for it to melt, that would not be a problem. Both Bein the Rashi, Bein the Rambam, whether it's like Rashi that you're being molded something, you're actively changing the form of something, or like the Rambam that it's Shita, it's only if you're actively doing something. But there is a third Shita, and that is the Shita of the Bala Trumos, quoted by a number of the other Rishonim, that you're not even allowed to leave ice or snow near a heat source in order for the sun or the heat source to melt the ice or the snow on its own. Now, why the Baal HaTrumos holds that way is machlokas amongst the Rishonim. The Ran at the end of Be'emet Tomnin says that the resulting liquid would be nolad on Shabbos, nolad in terms of muktzah. It would be something that didn't exist before Shabbos, and now it came into existence on Shabbos, and therefore the resulting liquid would be muktzah, which would mean that according to the Ran's understanding of the Baal HaTrumos, there's no isser of actually taking ice and putting it near a heat source to let it melt. The isser is that once it does melt, you're not allowed to use that water, because that's muktzah. But the Rush says, no, it seems to be that the Isser in the Gemara says, Ein Meraskin. Not that you're not allowed to use it afterwards, that you're not allowed to do this. So the Rush understands that the Baal HaTrumos is saying along the same lines as Rashi, that there's some sort of rabbinic prohibition of changing the form of something. Elamai, Rashi says it's only if you do it actively, and the Baal HaTrumos goes a step further and says, even if you put it in a position where it's going to change on its own, even that's Asser. That's the Gemara. What do we paskin in Shulchan Aruch? That's the Gemara in Rishonim. What do we paskin in Shulchan Aruch? So in Siman Shin Chav Siv Tes, Shulchan Aruch paskin is that you're not supposed to crush ice or any frozen liquid on Shabbos, but you're allowed to put ice or frozen liquids somewhere that they will melt by themselves, even near a heat source. It's no problem. That's totally permissible, Shulchan Aruch. So essentially, Shulchan Aruch says, I'm not worried about the Baal HaTrumos. I'm not worried about the Chumrah of allowing it to happen on its own. You're just not allowed to actively do it. However, the Ramah in Siman Shin Yud Ches, Sif Tezayin, says that the minhag is to be machmir not to put congealed gravy near a fire where the congealed gravy will turn back into liquid. Now, you're not actively doing anything, it's going to turn into liquid on its own. And yet, the Rama says, Minigas be machmir. Mishnah Berurah says, why? Because of Nola, the Balatrumas, that the Rama says that we should be choshish lechatchila for the Balatrumas. Now, because we don't actually paskin like the Balatrumas, we're just being choshish lechatchila, the Mishnah Berurah writes that b'makum tzorech, you could be somech on the other shitos, on Rashi and the Rambam, and not, and it wouldn't be a problem if there was any sort of major tzorech, or if it was already done, certainly b'di'eved, there would be no problem if it was already done to it's not called that you're benefiting from an iser, because it's not really an iser, it's a minag. Our minag is to be choshesh for the sheet of the balatrumos, not to even do nolad, even when it's going to do it on its own. So where does that leave us with ice cubes and whipped cream? So let's do ice cubes first. Ice cubes could be broken into two categories. There's making the ice cubes, turning it from liquid to solid, and then there's turning it back from solid to liquid. When it comes to making ice cubes, it would seem that the Rama would suggest that you should be machmir l'chadchila to make ice, not to make ice cubes on Shabbos, because it's a nolad issue. You're putting it in a position where it's going to change on its own. That seems like classic balatrumos. And in fact, Rav Vazman and Shevet Alevi Chelik Gimel Simen Nun Hey, and the Chalkas Yaakov and Chelik Beis Simen Sadiches say for that reason you're not supposed to make ice cubes on Shabbos. It's just like liquefying the congealed gravy. However, there are several poskim that are makel with the making of the ice cubes, and it seems to be that many people are somech on the various poskim who are makel with the making of ice cubes for the following reason. First of all, in the Shabbos Kitchen on page 177, footnote 22, he quotes from Ora Shabbos Chelik Dalid, page Kuv Zayin, from in the name of Rav Moshe, that you can make ice cubes because it's never meant to stay as an ice cube. Whenever you make an ice cube, it's always with the plan of turning it back into liquid when you put it into your drink. So it's not a real change, because it's understood, meikara, that it's not meant to be a change of any sort of permanence, and therefore it wouldn't be a problem of molded. In Shmir Shabbos Kiluchsa, Perik Yud, Ha'ara Yud Dalid, footnote Yudalid, he quotes Rav Shlomo Zalman, he was making and making ice cubes, because he Rav Shlomo Zalman held that only changing from ice to water was asked by the Gemara, because that's a shinoi l'malyusa. That's a shinoi that's actually for the better. But to change from water to a solid, he thought it wasn't such a problem, because that's a shinoi l'griusa. That makes things worse, it doesn't make it better. Why that should matter, I'm not exactly sure, but Shmir Shabbos Kilchza quotes such a sheet from Rav Shlomo Zalman. So the two Gedolei Aposkim of the last generation, Rav Moshe in America, Rav Shlomo Zalman, Eretz Yisrael, both held you're allowed to make ice cubes on Shabbos. What about removing ice cubes from the fridge and putting it in your drink? So the Shulchan Aruch and Simen Shin Chaf, Siv Tes, based on the Gemara, so it's a really almost word for word from a Gemara, says that you're allowed to put ice in a cup of wine or water. So it seems like it's mutter. The Mishnah Berurah has to explain why, though. It seems that that would be exactly the problem that the Rama suggests of putting it in a place of the, just like the gravy, putting it in a place where it's gonna liquefy. So the Mishnah Berurah and Sifkat Lamadalit over there explains that since there's no Maisi B'Yadayim, it's mutter, and even if you hold like the Sefer HaTrumas, who holds that even without a Maisi B'Yadayim it should be Aser, since it gets mixed with the liquid that's in the cup, it's not considered a Maisa Anikeres, it's not a recognizable action, and therefore it's not going to be a problem. So he says, even according to the Sefer HaTrumas, for whatever reason, it's not going to be a problem. Marach or Zerua, in his Tshuva Simen Pei Gimel, says that it's a Dover Shein HaMiskavin and Psik Reshad Lo Nichalei, because when you put ice in your cup, the trick is that the ice should cool the drink without watering down the drink. So the fact that the ice melts in the drink is a Psik Reshad Lo Nichalei. So Psik Reshad Lo Nichalei, B'Makom Mitzvah Sonek Shabbos, where you want to have a cold drink, you're allowed to, he's willing to be making a Psik Reshad Lo Nichalei. And for that reason, you're allowed to put the ice in the cup. That's why the Shulchan Aruch passes that based on the Gemara. It's going to be very hard to be machmir in that shaila because it's a Gemara. You know, it's enough in halacha and Shulchan Aruch. Now, what about putting it into a bowl or an ice bucket? So Rabbi Simcha Ben Ukon in Shabbos Kitchen says that even according to the Balatrumos, that the issue would only be if you put it in a place where it's obvious that your intention is to melt it. You put it out in the sun. You put it near a heat source, like the Gemara says, like the Shulchan Aruch says, with the gravy near the heat source, where it's obvious that you're trying to change the form. But you just take it out of the freezer, you put it on the table where it's not a place that's of any significance that shows that reveals your intention, so he thinks then it would be 100% permissible. So you take ice and you put it in the ice bucket, that's mutter. Then you take it from the ice bucket and you put it in the drink, that's also mutter. So all of it is mutter. And he quotes many poskim who agreed with him. He says Rav Scheinberg, Rav Yecheskel Roth, Rav Binyamin Zilber, Tzitz Eliezer, Rav Vosner, they all agreed that this is permissible. Now we get to whipped cream. So what about whipped cream? Now, whipped cream is a liquid when it's in the can. When you spritz it out of the can, it turns into a solid. So it would seem that, and this is not happening on its own. This isn't the Sefer Trumas. This isn't the nolad of the Sefer Trumas where it's happening on its own. You're doing it. You're spraying it. It's molded. So since the Shulchan Aruch is machmir for Shitas Rashi, the Shulchan Aruch paskins that we should be machmir for Shitas Rashi, that you're not allowed to actively change the form of something, so it would seem that spraying whipped cream out of a can, l'chora, should be a problem. In fact, Rav Simcha Ben Kohn quotes that this is the Pesach of Rav Yecheskel Roth, Rav Menashe Klein, the Debrecen, Rav Moshe Stern, and Rav Felder, and in the new Sefer that just came out, of Rav Belsky's Tshuvas, Shalz Tshuvas, Shulchan Alevi, Perek Tes, Os Tes, he's also machmir. He says for that very reason that you can't do it. Ah, so what was the other Rebbe thinking? Why did he say that it's okay in, it's okay to spritz it out of a can? So perhaps the different studim lahakel would be that maybe it doesn't stay in a solid form for very long. Then when you spritz it out of a can, it starts as a solid, but then ultimately it just starts to dissipate itself anyway. So maybe it's not enough of a, just like Rav Moshe was willing to say within the Sefer HaTrumas, that when you put it in the freezer, it, since it's al menas to melt it again later, it's not a big enough change, because it's not a permanent enough change. So this type of whipped cream, it just sort of disintegrates and melts on its own after a while. It doesn't last that long. So maybe it's not a significant enough change. Now, it probably depends on the quality of the whipped cream that you use. If it's a Heimische brand, so then Vadeis Mutter just pours right out as a liquid. If it's one of the better brands, so then probably you have to look, see if that's actually true. I don't know. They seem to be pretty good. Obviously, you mix it in your hot chocolate, it's gonna melt away. But if you don't mix it in your hot chocolate, I don't know. I'm not so sure that it goes away so quickly. The other side of the hakel is it really enough of a change to be a problem with molded? Meaning liquid to ice, that's clear, that one was a liquid, one's a solid. Over here it's turning from a liquidy goo into a mush. So like, it's exactly what's, you know, how much of a change does something need to go through in order for it to be a violation of molad? This is discussed, similar discussion at least you have amongst the poskim when they talk about using toothpaste on Shabbos, that one of the issues of using toothpaste, aside from imareach and schita and all the other issues with brushing teeth on Shabbos, is that you're taking a paste and you're turning it into a foam that it becomes when you brush in your mouth. Is that enough of a change to be a problem of molad? When it came to the toothpaste, I asked Rav Schachter, he thought it's not enough of a change to be a problem of molded. When it came to the whipped cream, I asked him, he said he's not sure. So, I don't know.